Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Todd in the Tax Quips forum, who's looking to the future. He says, I'm transferring ownership of a subchapter S corporation from myself to a family trust. I have a question on IRS Form 2553 in Part K. That's where I need to list both the former and current owner of the corporation. Since I'm a 100% owner, transferring it to the trust, do I place a 0% ownership for myself and 100% for the trust? The trust has its own employer ID number, and I filled out the information for the qualified subchapter S trust option for the trust as well in Part 3. So what do I do now? Well, Todd, first of all, taking this step is an excellent idea, but you do need to read the instructions for the form for column L, see page 4. Logic would indicate that you list the current owner with the 100% ownership and the date acquired at the top. On the next line, list the former owner with 0% interest and the date acquired. Include a cover letter explaining the transfer. Make absolutely sure that there's no tax effect for the transfer, which is effectively a sale of stock from an individual to a trust. No doubt there is specific paperwork to effect this transfer in a tax-free manner. Having never done this, I don't know what the specific procedure is. So please, talk to an estate and trust attorney to make sure that you do this correctly. Otherwise, this may turn into a taxable event. Seriously. Take care to cross the T's and dot the I's here. Perhaps somebody who's done this can step in and offer some additional guidance. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about setting up trusts and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.